Smith's audiobook version, you will hear this tone and a number wherever a relevant illustration appears in the electronic booklet. Whilst it is never essential to see the pictures, the text always explains fully what is being discussed, they are optionally available.
Chapter 1. Only a Theory. Imagine that you are a teacher of Roman history and the Latin language, anxious to impart your enthusiasm for the ancient world, for the elegiacs of Ovid and the odes of Horace, the sinewy economy of Latin grammar as exhibited in the oratory of Cicero, the strategic niceties of the Punic Wars, the generalship of Julius Caesar, and the voluptuous excesses of the later emperors. That's a big undertaking, and it takes time, concentration, dedication. Yet you find your precious time continually preyed upon, and your class's attention distracted by a baying pack of ignoramuses, as a Latin scholar you would know better than to say ignorami, who, with strong political and especially financial support, scurry about tirelessly attempting to persuade your unfortunate pupils that the Romans never existed, that there never was a Roman Empire. The entire world came into existence only